Stop by our website, JapanesePod101.com, for all the latest and greatest features, line-by-line audio, iPod on the go, plus much more. Stop by and see what's going on at JapanesePod101.com. Ohayo, Tokyo. We are back again, bringing you basic and practical Japanese. My name is Peter Galante, and I am here with
Natsuko Kawamoto.
And as always, we are brought to you by Eric Lainen for all your translation needs. Check out our website if you need anything. Okay, we have a great lesson for you today. Our lesson is going to be
introducing ourselves.
Yes, a very important part of Japanese society. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so without further ado, we're going to jump right in. Listen to the dialogue. We're going to go through it twice. I apologize in advance that I'll be using my Japanese as, our alpha male is not here again today. So hang on, he's coming this week. We got him booked. He's just, you know, he's very busy with his modeling career. So he'll be here long. In the meantime, apologies, I'll be doing it. So we're going to go through the dialogue twice. Do your best to listen and try and pick up anything you can. Okay? So we're going to start out. Remember, introducing yourselves.
はじめまして。私は夏子です。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。私はピーターです。よろしくお願いします。
That's good.
Stop flattering me. We're going to try it one more time for you guys out there. Please listen.
はじめまして。私は夏子です。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。私はピーターです。よろしくお願いします。
Okay, very nice.
Very nice.
Okay, so now we're going to get a quick explanation from Natsuko.
はじめまして means kind of nice to meet you.
Yeah, roughly translates the first time.
Yes.
So it's the first time we're meeting.
Yes.
How about, can you break it down for us into syllables, please?
はじめまして.
Good, one more time, please.
はじめまして。して。
Very good. And then give it to us once quick.
はじめまして。
Okay, yes. You'll find out the speed in Japan is very fast. Okay, next we're going to move on to
私は。
Yes. Okay, now this is I am.
Yes.
Okay.
Roughly.
And, yeah, roughly. Roughly. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Roughly translates into I am. After the wa, you would insert
your name.
Yeah. For this particular structure. So, and then finally, after you put in your name, it's followed by
this.
Yes, which roughly translates into the verb to be. The whole expression, can you give it to us one more time?
私は夏子です.
Yeah, I am 夏子. And one more time, nice and slow.
私は夏子です.
Yes, okay. And for example, in my case, the only thing that would change is the name. 私はピーターです. And one more time, 私はピーターです. So just the name, and you'll find that this structure is going to be your best friend for the first year here.
Yes.
Your very best friend.
Yes.
Okay, and now let's move on to the second part.
よろしくお願いします.
Okay, now, do you guys remember our last lesson? Which phrase did we have in there?
お願いします.
Yes. Okay, so we have this phrase that we had from yesterday.
Yes.
So now, what about the first part, the... Can you give us the first part, nice and slow?
よろしく.
Okay, one more time, please.
よろしく.
Very nice. What does this mean?
It's very difficult to translate into English. It's like...
Nice.
You know, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Asking courtesy of someone.
Yeah. So the whole expression, one more time, please.
よろしくお願いします.
How would you... sum up this expression? How would you explain yoroshiku onegaishi?
It sounds funny, but it's like, I want to be kind to you, so please be kind to me. Like
Perfect.
That.
Yeah, I think that's it. Wow, that is an amazing way of explaining it. I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. Okay, so this is the expression that you'll use multiple times when you meet somebody, right?
Yes.
So, can you give it one more time, please?
Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
Okay, so now next is what I would like to do is I would like to work with this I am. So, for example, in my case, right, I said, I am Peter. And, but, you know, I'm from the U.S.
Yes.
So I would like to say I am American.
Oh, so in that case, you say 私はアメリカ人です。
Okay, one more time, please.
私はアメリカ人です。
You know, I noticed about that sentence that, again, the first two parts, 私は, and the last part, です, doesn't change.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Just, the, what was that word you said for American?
Oh, アメリカ人.
Ah, okay, can you break that down for us?
アメリカ人.
Okay. And how about the meaning for that?
America, as you notice, means America.
Yeah.
And Jing is people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, person. So, America Jin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And yes, it's a very funny pronunciation for us, the way that Japanese changed America.
Yes, yes. America Jin.
Instead of America.
Yeah.
In Japanese, they use various, many, many words taken from the English and other different languages, but they have their own pronunciation. If you can master this, you can do very well in Japan.
Mm.
You know, conversations about computers use all kinds of these words, and they're called katagana words. Is that correct?
Yes. They use the special letters for, you know, important words.
Okay, so we're going to give you a few more of these. And what we're going to do is we're going to add it to the nationalities. So we're going to give you some nationalities. Try and listen and see if you can get them. Okay? And Natsuko is going to read them. You at home, try and listen. Okay?
Canada. 私はカナダ人です。
Very nice. One more time.
私はカナダ人です。
Okay. Can you just give the country one more time?
Canada.
Anybody out there get that? Answer?
Canada. Well done.
Well done. Yes. Okay, and let's try another one.
イギリス.
Very nice. One more time.
イギリス.
Okay. How about the sentence?
私はイギリス人です.
Very nice. One more time.
私はイギリス人です.
Anybody out there get that one? How about the answer?
That stands for England. Well, usually for UK.
Yes. Very, very nice. Okay, next one.
Australia.
Okay, one more time.
Australia.
Okay, and how about the...
私はオーストラリア人です。
Very nice. Again?
私はオーストラリア人です。
So what do you think? Are you starting to get the hang of it?
That sounds pretty similar, but Australia.
So we're going to give you another one. Try and get this one.
Indo.
And,
Indo.
Yes, very nice. And how about the sentence?
私はインド人です。
One more time.
私はインド人です。
Anybody get that?
That means India.
Yes, very, very nice. Okay, so I think that's going to be it for today. What do you say? You think that's enough for them?
Yes, you got enough information to introduce yourself.
Okay, so we're going to run through it one more time. And you know what? We didn't give them the one for Japanese.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay, so why don't you take care of this one, too?
Okay. 私は日本人です。
Very nice. One more time.
私は日本人です。
How about the word for Japan?
日本。
Yes. One more time.
日本。
And break it down to syllables.
日本。
Very nice. So you just add the 人,
mm-hmm.
which means person, and you have the nationality.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to try the conversation one more time.
はじめまして。私は夏子です。よろしくお願いします。
はじめまして。私はピーターです。よろしくお願いします。
私は日本人です。
私はアメリカ人です。
Okay, that's going to be it for today. So, we'd like to say goodbye today with teaching you the way to say goodbye. Now, there are many ways, and Natsuko is going to give us one.
One is sayonara.
Yeah, but let's go for something a little lighter.
Okay.またね。
Oh, there. That sounds very, very nice. Okay, one more time, please.
またね。
Okay, and what does this mean?
See you again.
Okay, so I would like to say that too, but I'll give you a little something different for the guys out there. Is...
じゃあね。
Oh, that sounds very nice.
Yes.
じゃあね。
じゃあね。
Is that it? One more time? じゃあね。So, and that also means?
See you again.
Yeah, kind of, but why would... more...
Casual,
yeah.
way. See you like that.
Okay, so one more time.
じゃあね。
And じゃあね。See you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Be sure to stop by JapanesePod101.com and check out the Premium Learning Center. Inside, we have material to bring everything you learn in the lesson together. Flashcards, quizzes, really consolidate what you learn in today's lesson. Stop by, say hi, and be sure to leave us a post.